I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A wreath-laying ceremony at a memorial in a historic New Orleans cemetery is among several activities that are planned for the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Julian Castro, the U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, is among those scheduled to take part in the ceremony. Today marks 9 years since the August 29, 2005 storm hit. It's blamed for more than 1,800 Gulf Coast deaths. In New Orleans, federal levee failures unleashed catastrophic flooding, destruction, and damage that were widespread. The city continues to recover. The data center, an independent organization that gathers facts about Southeast Louisiana, says census figures show New Orleans with an estimated population of just over 378,500 people as of mid-2013. That's 78% of its 2,000 population. A Junction City man has been booked into the Union Parish Detention Center accused of striking another man in the head with a metal pipe. 31-year-old Christopher Meadows of South Plum Street is charged with aggravated second-degree battery. Sheriff's investigators say Meadows is accused of hitting the 38-year-old victim in the head early Sunday. The victim was first carried to El Dorado, Arkansas's hospital before being transferred to the Jefferson Regional Medical Center in Pine Bluff. The victim was released Tuesday from the hospital and told deputies he was walking on a street when Meadows called for him and confronted him again with the pipe. The victim turned to walk away, and Meadows again struck him with the pipe, leaving a 2-inch cut on the victim's head. A warrant was then issued for Meadows, and he was later arrested. Troubling allegations are coming out about a Baton Rouge TV personality who was fatally shot Wednesday, allegedly by his producer, who then turned the gun on himself. The news of Scott Rogers' death shocked people who admired him, but on Thursday morning's Jim Inkster show, nameless victims came forward and claimed Rogers had been physically and sexually abusing them since they were children.
Were you ever intimately involved with him?
With Scott?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And when did this begin?
This began when I was 13.
A second victim claimed he contacted federal authorities to tell his story in America when he learned Rogers adopted two young children. Rogers had been the subject of a federal grand jury and was being investigated for allegedly lying on citizenship documents about prior arrest. The anonymous man described Rogers as a master manipulator.
He is an expert at brainwashing. He is the worst predatory pedophile that you could imagine.
Rogers was reportedly booked on child molestation charges in the United Kingdom, but never disclosed that information when he came to America, which is why the feds were asking questions. Victim number two said that Rogers fostered and adopted the children he abused and tortured. The alleged gunman, Matthew Hodgkinson, is in critical condition at a Baton Rouge area hospital. The KEDM weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies during the day today with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon. The high today in the low 90s.